Chapter number 1, verse number 21. Hey, I knew you'd raise your head up. She's digging in her bag, Gary. She's just digging. When I said Matthew 1, 21, she popped up. We ain't talked this week. Me and Brother Lee and Sister Riley, we ain't talked this week, but we have talked to the same God. Amen? Can I say to you, we've talked to the only God. Can I say to you something this morning? You're blessed. I'm looking around. You are blessed. You got air in your lungs. You're blessed people. I'm a blessed person. Blessed beyond measures. No complaints. Nothing to complain about. Preacher, if you just complaining don't do you no good. In the book of Numbers said, and when the people complained, it did what? It displeased God. We don't need to be complaining. We need to realize we're blessed beyond measure. He's given us this day to come out and worship Him. To lift up His name. I thought about something this week, and as this week has went on, knowing it's getting closer to Christmas, everywhere I go, I see a sign that says, Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. I will not dispute that. He is the reason for the season. But I looked at that word, He is the reason. Why? There's reasons I do what I do, right? Same as you. There are reasons why I do some things that I do, but He is the reason for the season. And I took the word reason. I don't know if this is going to be a sermon or just something that God laid on my heart, and maybe you'll be blessed. But it blessed me. Man, there's a lot goes on in the world we live in. And the enemy, the world, is wanting to take the reason that we celebrate Christmas out. Wants to take the reason out. Wants you to forget the reason of His birth. The reason that He came and was born. The reason, He wants to take the reason out. They don't mind if you have Christmas. They don't mind if you have a Christmas tree. They don't mind if you have lights. They don't mind if you dress up as Santa Claus, the elf, the Grinch. They don't mind none of that. You can do anything you want to for Christmas. And the world is fine with it. They just don't want you to remember the reason for the season. They want you to get overwhelmed this time of year with a list of things you got to buy so your kids get what they need, and we're all guilty of it. Worry you to death. What do you need for Christmas? And hear what they say is, I don't know. You know why your kids don't know what they want for Christmas? Because they got everything anyway. You know why you can't buy your spouse something for Christmas? Because they got everything anyway. Anything you buy them is going to replace something that they done got most of the time. Anything that you purchase them, they done have that gift. You're just redoing it or making it a little better, or somebody else has made it better. Can I say to you that there is a gift that can't be made better? There is a gift that, the greatest gift is Jesus. The greatest gift is Jesus Christ. The reason, Brother JD, for the season. The reason we do what we do. The reason we come here. You know, I don't celebrate His birth just on the 25th. Can I get amen? I celebrate Him every day of my life. Without Him, I'm nothing. But I took the word reason, and I just want to share with you why He's my reason for the season. Why I have a smile on my face, a pep in my step, and a shout in my mouth. Amen? He is the reason. It's not your bank account is the reason. It's not what you are or who you are. It's not. He is the reason for the season. We got to go Friday night and share the gospel. Them folks was happy. Come off the street, had nowhere to live, nothing to eat. They come in, ate, and listened to the gospel. What did we give them? The gospel. This morning, Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 21, I'm going to ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning. One verse, and I want to tell you why He's my reason for the season. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, say it with me, Jesus. For He shall save His people from their sins. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in Your presence, I love You and I thank You that Jesus is the reason for the season. Lord, I thank You this morning that He is high and lifted up. Father, I thank You this morning that there is no debate, there is no doubt that You are God this morning. Father, I thank You for that. I thank You for the songs that Well, song, I thank you for the people that are here this morning, and I pray when they leave here this morning that they know why the reason for the season is Jesus Christ this morning. Father, not something that we've been told, but what the Bible says about Jesus. Father, I love you. I thank you. Guard my throat. Guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated this morning. And when I thought about Jesus is the reason for the season, why is He the reason for the season? Number one, Brother Dylan's helped me with this, and he's going to put it on the screen this morning. His number one is because if you take that R, He is my Redeemer. He is the reason for the season because He is the Redeemer of the world. You know, when He was born, he was born to be nothing more and nothing less than the Redeemer of mankind. She said there in Matthew 1:21, for He shall save His people from their sin. You know, this morning Jesus don't want your sin. He already has your sin. He nailed it at the cross of Calvary, Brother JD. He nailed the past, the present, and the future sin on the cross of Calvary. So what does He want, preacher? He wants you. He wants you to be born again. He wants you to become a child of God. He wants you to be in the family of God. And she said this, said He shall save His people from their sin. You don't give what you give to Jesus when you get born again. I've heard it many times, is that you give your sin to Jesus Christ. Friends, this morning you give yourself to Jesus. He died for you on an old rugged cross. He's already died for your sins on the cross of Calvary, and all you have to do is accept Him as your Redeemer. If a man doesn't accept Jesus as their Redeemer, they will die and go to a devil's hell. But this morning the Bible says He is the Redeemer of mankind. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 18, the Bible says, for as much as you know not that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. He said, but with the precious blood of Christ. He said, you were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish and without spot. You say, preacher, the reason for the season, if Him being the Redeemer, is that important? Why? He said you were bought without spot or blemish. It was a perfect blood. Hey, I want you to know that Mary conceived Jesus by the Holy Ghost. And she knew no man. Man's seed had not got there. He came straight from heaven. Can I get an amen? And that's why He is the Redeemer. That's why He is the reason for the season. I see this morning the R stands for that He is the Redeemer of all mankind. But I see something else. Not only is He the Redeemer, but He is eternal. He is the only one that was eternal. This morning the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 17, not only is He the Redeemer, but He is the eternal God. You know, when He left heaven, He had no beginning and He has no end. Can I get an amen? He is immortal this morning. He's not like you. He's not mortal man. He is immortal this morning. He has no beginning. He has no end. Friends, this morning He is the only God this morning. He says this, He is the eternal God. 1 Timothy 1:17, the Bible says, now unto the King eternal, unto the eternal King, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 5:9 says, and being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation. Did you know this morning that you're not the author of your salvation? He is the author of your salvation. He is the King of your house, should be. He is the King of your heart. He should be. This morning, He is eternal, and He is King and kings, and He is the Lord of lords. He says, in being made perfect, in Hebrews 5:9, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. This morning, He is the Redeemer. He is eternal to those that obey Him, to those that are born again. You say, preacher, why is He the reason for the season? He is the Redeemer, and He is eternal. I thank God this morning that I don't have a high priest that lives here. Can I get an amen? I thank God this morning that I don't have to answer to a preacher here, but I answer to God in heaven through the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, that is the reason for the the seas. He came and was born that we may have life. Amen. Oh, I see that He is the Redeemer is one reason. He's the reason for the season. I see that He is eternal is another reason. He's the reason for the season. But I see that He is able to save is a reason that He is the reason for the season. You know, He was not the only baby born at that time. But He was the only one born of God. Amen. Able to save. That's a reason for the season. Amen. Hey, this morning I want you to get this. In Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse number 25, here's what the Bible says about the man named Jesus. Wherefore He is able. Did you know this morning that He is able this morning? Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He is able to save this morning, no matter what goes on in your life, no matter where you've been or what you got going on, He is able to save anybody this morning. It doesn't matter your pedigree, it doesn't matter your parents, it doesn't matter where you come from this morning, He is able to save. I thank God this morning that the Christmas season, and we have want to know what the reason is, we ought to be telling a lost and dying world that Jesus saves. Can I get an amen? Hey, when we went Friday night, hey, we could have preached a Christmas message. Hey, but when Brother Jerry got up, he gave him Jesus. When Brother Austin got up, he gave him Jesus. And when I got up, I gave him Jesus. Why? Because there's no need of bragging on anybody else. Don't you brag on your pastor. Don't you brag on your deacon body. Because there'll come a day they may let you down. But there's somebody you can brag on. Amen. And His name's Jesus. You can brag on Him this morning. He'll never let you down, and you'll never have to back up from bragging on Him. Whoa, glory. Ain't that good? He is able to save to the uttermost. He don't save you today and leave you tomorrow. You're not saved today and lost tomorrow. You're not saved today and lost next week. You're not saved today and lost next year. Even though you may think that, He is the God that saves, and He's able to keep you all the days of your life. He said, what is the reason of this birth? What is the reason of this birth? Number one, He is the Redeemer. Amen. He is eternal. He is able to save. Man, I don't know about you, but I thank God that He's able to save. Amen. If anybody need a saving, I need a saving when He saved my soul from a devil's hell. If anybody need a saving, I needed to be saved. What good would have been His birth if He was not able to save anybody? What good is that precious blood if it ain't enough to save anybody? You know what tonight? You know how much blood this morning, how much blood it takes to be saved? I don't know exactly how much. I ain't done the calculation. Nobody else ain't neither. Can I get an amen? But I do know this, just a drop takes care of the business. That's how powerful that blood is, Brother J.D. He is my reason for the season. Let me show you the next point here I want to share with you this morning. This is what He's laid on my heart, and I'm just going to share it with you. Not only is He the Redeemer, eternal, and able to save, He is the Son of God. That's why He's the reason for the season. He is the Son of God. John 1:18, the Bible says, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He had declared Him. He said nobody's ever seen God. But He said Jesus Christ declares who God is. In John 3:16, knowing that He is the Son of God, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, and who? In Jesus Christ. And that reason for the season, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, I thank God for that this morning, don't you? But I see something else, and I want to go right here pretty good. Watch right here. You say, why else is He the reason for the season? Because He's overcome the world. That Owen reason, He's overcome the world. Any problem you got, He's done faced it and He's done overcome it. We whine, bellyache, snot, and carry on, act like we ain't got no hope, no rest, no peace. And He's sitting there saying, hey, by the way, I am the reason you can get out of that if you'll just turn to Me. I am the reason I'll take care of everything in your life if you'll just turn to Me. If you'll just look to Me, I'll be the one that can help you all the way through all the days of your life. All the days of your life, I'm the one that can help you if you'll just look to Me. If you'll just turn to Me. I know this time of year, and I'm right there with you. Me and my wife, we've done shopping. We've been not a whole lot. She does most of it, but we do shopping. Amen. FedEx and UPS is wore out coming to the house. They don't even knock on the door no more. They just lay it on the step and leave. They don't know where we live. But listen to me this morning. The cares of this world is going to try to get you not looking for the reason, for the true reason for the season. He's your Redeemer. Man, what a blessing that is. Man, what a blessing that is. But let me show you this. He has overcome the world. John 16:33, here's what the Bible says, that he overcome the world. For what the law could not do, John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's your Savior. That's your Savior. He's overcome the world. Romans 8:3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. What the law couldn't do, He could do. Can I say to you this morning, what you can't do, He can do. I want to stop right here for the season. The last letter in there, and Brother Dylan's going to flash it back up so you know the reason for the season. Why he's my reason for the season. The last thing is this. And the world tries to leave this out. Jesus. You don't believe me? You look at your stores. You look at the places you go. They take Christ out. You've known this for years. They'll put an X in there. Xmas. There's some people who will try to tell you, hey, that X still stands for Christ. It's just abbreviated. It's all, but listen to me. Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that? You can call on the name of God all you want. Nobody ain't got a problem with it. You can call God all you want. You can say God this, God that. You can just brag on God all you want to, and not nobody in the world will have a problem with you when you bring up the name of God. But you bring up the name of Jesus Christ, and that's when the problem starts. You bring up the name of Jesus Christ, and that's where the problem starts. Why? Because you're telling them what God you believe in, the only God, Jehovah, the one and only God. There is none else. And here is what the world wants to leave out this time of year. They don't want you to use and reverence the name Jesus. When you reverence and name the name of Jesus, there is power in that name. The name of Jesus can do all things. That power lies in that name of Jesus. He toted that name without spot and without blemish. He toted it from the cradle to the cross. He drove it all the way, drug it all the way with Him without spot and without blemish. He took that name, was born to take care of our sins, born of a virgin, lived 33 years, you listen to me right here, and He took it all the way to the cross of Calvary. If there's not a reason to shout, I don't know why. We ain't shouting at Jesus, at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus. It's a name that's above every name. This time of year, don't you do without it. Don't you exit out. Well, I ain't got room for it. Make room. They didn't have no room in the inn. Make room for Jesus this year in your home. Make room for Jesus this year at your house. Make room, but more importantly, make room for Jesus this year in your heart. Amen. It's a name that's above every name. When I thought about why He's the reason for the season, He is the name that's above every name. There is so much battling for your attention this time of year. You've heard this saying, man, you slow as Christmas. Everybody heard that? You slow as Christmas. And it does take Christmas a long time to get here. It does, I agree. When I was a kid, it took 365 days to get back to it. Now I'm 43, and it's taking 365 days to get back to it. But there's something I've realized as I've got older. Some reason when December the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, right in there hits, it snowballs so fast. It was like the other day, my wife told me, said, we got 6 weeks to Christmas. And then she's like, we got 4 weeks. Then we're like, man, we're down to, man, it's next week. Why does it start running so fast? Why do you get so busy right now? Why? Because you got an adversary that wants you to speed up and get busy and get thinking of the things of this world and not the things of God. He wants you to get so busy that you're not witnessing and you're not telling and that you're in a hurry and you're stumbling over things and you're forgetting the name of Jesus. Why does it speed up now? Because it wants you to get to December the 26th. It wants you to get it off your mind and let it, you got next year, just give it time. It does not want you to really know the reason for the season. Listen, and don't let me lose you right here. If all you see the reason for the season is that He was birthed, You ain't got the whole picture. If all you see right here at Christmas time is it's just his birth. Happy birthday, G. If that's all you see right here, right now, you've missed the whole picture of the reason for the season. Brother Brad, he was born that we may be born again. If it's only that he was birthed, and you've missed the whole reason for the season. He has a name that's above every name. I want to share with you three areas or three ways his name is above every name. Don't you belittle his name down to mark it off. You make sure his name is right where it needs to be this time of year. And this time of year, it's easy to get away from the name of Jesus. To the most Christianist person, the most holiest person in the building. And you say, well, not for me. It can be you next. Not me, preacher. You don't know me. You don't know my Bible habits. It could be you next. Satan don't care who you are. He'll get you running so crazy the other way, you don't forget what you're supposed to be doing. But he said it's an excellent name. It's a name above every name because it's an excellent name. Let me show you this in the Bible. Let me show you this. It's an excellent name. Turn with me here. I want to show you this. It's an excellent name. Hebrews chapter number 1 in verse number 4. It's an excellent name. The name of Jesus is an excellent name. Hebrews chapter number 1 in verse number 4. I want to show you this, what the Bible says. Hebrews chapter number 1 in verse number 4. I want to show you this excellent name that he has. Look what he says. Hebrews 1, 4. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. It's an excellent name. Can I say to you, it's a given name. Not only is this name excellent, but it's been given to him. Turn with me, if you will, to Philippians chapter number 2 in verse 9 through 11. Philippians chapter number 2, verse 9 through 11. Not only is it an excellent name, this name of Jesus, but it's a given name. Well, I thank God that I'm associated with the name of Jesus, don't you? Oh, my goodness. Philippians 2, 9, the Bible says, wherefore God has also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Do you know at his birth they bowed? When they came, they bowed at his birth. They bowed at his death. They bowed all the way through his life. And if heaven's going to be your home, you're going to have to bow before him too. So I ain't going to bow for nobody. I don't bow for nobody. You'll bow for him before him one day. Here, heaven be your home. Over yonder, you're going to bow anyway. The Bible don't lie. The Bible don't lie. It's why I just soon die and go to hell. I'm not going to bow. You're going to bow when you get over there, and then you'll go to hell. But you're going to bow at the name of Jesus. I'm going to. Done have. Do regularly, daily, I bow. Why? Because he is the reason. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. To glory of God the Father. I see not only is it an excellent name and it's a given name, but I see it's a saving name. It's a saving name. It's a saving name. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 12. It's a saving name. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'm talking about he is the reason for the season. Brother Dylan, will you put that up, that last slide you did? Well, Brother Dylan done good, didn't he? He done it remarkable. I didn't learn that yet. Notice I said yet. I'll get there one day, just not right now. As good as Brother Dylan is, he does a fine job. I see he's my redeemer. I see he's eternal. That's what he is to me. He's able to save. He is the Son of God. He has overcame the world. And he is the name that's above all names. I told this Friday night at the rehab we went to speak, and I want to share this with you. I thought it was supposed to go there, but it fits here today, Brother Austin, Brother Jerry, so I'm going to share it. It said in 1941 in World War II, there was a Romanian soldier named Anna Rahul was his name. It said in 1941, they were fighting World War II. It said they started bombing, it went crazy, and he got split away from his group. And he was out in the jungle all by himself, no one around. And said for days on days, he didn't know what to do. They had nothing to eat, no food, no water, didn't know nothing to do. He was a believer. And he had a Bible that they gave you when you got deployed. Is that true, Brother Brent? Brother Harold, is that true? Got a Bible. You get a Bible. You get to take your Bible. I had this Bible there. And said he read that Bible by day. And he chewed on the scripture that he had memorized by night. Soldier, one morning he woke up. And when he woke up, he looked across. And he see the enemy, one soldier, across from him about 20 yards. Said they made eye contact. They looked at one another. And he thought, this is it. I'm too weak to fight. I'm too weak to do anything. So the only thing he knew what to do is just drop his head in the sweaty palms of his hands. And he got to pray. And he said, Lord, for whatever reason, I'm in this shape that I'm in. I know that you can help me out of it. And he just got to pray and laid his heart out before an almighty God. And he just got to pray and praying and praying. And said, Lord, help me, help me. Save me. And said he's praying in his hands. And all of a sudden he felt a hand on his shoulder. And said he heard something he could not understand. A language that he did not know, Brother J.D. Said he opened his eyes and looked up. And it was that other soldier had laid his gun down beside his. And got praying with that man. He didn't know what that man was praying. They couldn't understand one another. And they prayed there for a little while. And at the end, they both said a word that they understood. And it was, Amen. Said that soldier got up and left him where he was. And went back out into the jungle the other way. And he got up and went the other way. They asked him, said, why do you think that you were spared, and why do you think that you were saved? And he said, there's no other reason but at the name of Jesus. This morning, this Christmas season, if you're going to be saved, it'll be by nothing else but then by the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, if Satan's trying to beat you down this Christmas season, done took all your money, you ain't got none left, you ain't got no hope, you ain't got no peace, you ain't got no rest, and you think it's all over, let me give you a little bit of good news. You still got breath in your lungs. And if you're saved, what a blessing that is. That's more than anything you can get. There's no greater gift. There's nothing you can put under them trees. It's greater. Nothing greater. You said, preacher, you don't know. Yes, I do know. Yes, I do know. I know what it is to be there this time of year. I know what it is. I remember when we got saved and had a daughter. We didn't have no money to do nothing. And the WMU come to the house, knocked on the door, and said, here's your kid's Christmas gift from the church that we attended. And said, we don't want her to know it come from the WMU, but it come from Mom and Daddy. Here's the gift. What'd they do? They released a little bit of the burden off of us. This morning, you may be there this morning. You say, preacher, I don't have no gift to give. This Christmas season, when you sit before your family, you can give them the greatest gift there is. And that's Jesus. There's some daddies in here, I guarantee you, if you sit down. There's some pawpaws in here. That if you sit down this Christmas season and said, before we open a gift, we're going to read the Bible, it'd blow your family's mind. It'd blow them slap off the mouth. They'd be like, what in the world? What's going on with him? We ain't never done it this way. Because we're trying to give them something. It ain't the true reason why. If you'll give them the true reason, I promise you, it'll go a whole lot better in your home. This morning, daddies and pawpaws, please give your family the greatest gift, and that's Jesus. Let them see, Brother J.D., you're a man of God. Brother Brent, let them see you're a man of God. Don't matter what you leave your family behind, if you don't leave them Jesus and knowing that, hey, you've been, come on. You can leave them an inheritance, land, you can leave them everything. But if you ain't left them Jesus, you ain't left them nothing. I pray this morning that you know the reason for the season. The only way he got that old soldier out was because Jesus was the reason. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for this time of invitation. Lord, I pray this morning for that daddy, that mama, that aunt, that uncle, mama or papa that is stressed to the gills. I'm talking about the pressure of this life. Every credit card they got's done maxed out. They ain't got no, everything they got, they owe for it. Lord, they're just in over their head and they need a break this morning and they just can't get it. And they're having to dig deeper and deeper and deeper and there's nothing else to dig to. Father, this morning, you are the reason. That's all we have to give this Christmas season is the true reason, and that's Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this morning, my heart this morning is that we share Jesus to our family before we ever share him to the world. Lord, let's please impress on my heart continuously, not worry so much about giving, but just giving Jesus. I thank you so much right now for this church family and this church body. Lord, I thank you right now for these people that's in this room. And I thank you for Jesus in this time of year. I ask you to bless for the next few moments. Relieve some burdens. Relieve some doubt. Relieve some pressure. Lord, they're in a pressure cooker right now. And it's about to pop. And Lord, if they don't turn to you, it's going to get bad before it gets better. It's going to get bitter before it gets better. But Lord, we can turn to you and everything will be all right. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen. I ask you